Nutella and ice cream. Okay, you guys already know. This is going to be good. We've got to talk about this whole Nutella ice cream thing. Like, the internet is already, like, exploding, and they're just getting started.
Well, and that's what's interesting, right? It's like, this isn't an accident, right? This is Nutella being like really strategic. Because if you think about what Nutella is, it's all about indulgence and comfort. It's kind of
It's
nostalgic.
like that little kid treat, but like for grown-ups.
Exactly. And ice cream hits all those same notes. So it's not just that they're competing with other ice cream brands, they're competing for your happy place in the grocery store.
Okay, and let's be real for a sec. Nutella could put their name on anything, right? Like, I'd probably try Nutella flavored socks at this point.
Maybe not socks, but yeah, they have like this insane brand loyalty. Like last year, Ferrero Group, their parent company, made bank like 17 billion euros. And they're like, we're
Oh.
not even close to that. They want to be like top three in the US ice cream market by 2025.
Whoa, that is ambitious. Talk about coming in hot. It's like they're taking on the ice cream giants head on.
Yeah. And you know what's weird? Nutella ice cream's not new. I mean, people have been putting it in milkshakes and stuff forever. So it's like, why now? You know?
Right. Like, what took so long? I mean, did they just now think of it?
Well, that's the thing. That's the strategy. This wasn't just like, oh, let's throw it out there. Ferrero's playing the long game. They've been working on this recipe like for years, literally years. I think it was their UK marketing director, Hayward Bradley. She said they weren't going to rush it. They wanted it to be like 100% Nutella, you know? And from what I've heard, the early reviews, they nailed it.
Oh, wow. So the pressure's on, years of buildup, everyone waiting for this perfect ice
And
cream.
get this, they're not even stopping at Nutella. They're doing like Kinder Bueno,
Yeah.
Ferrero Rocher,
Yeah.
even Raffaello. Like they're going all in, full on ice cream takeover.
So basically, get ready for every delicious thing ever, but frozen.
Yeah, pretty much. And this is where it gets interesting, right? Because now they're not just Nutella anymore. Now they're juggling like a whole bunch of brands, all while trying to like keep Nutella number one.
It's a lot to handle. Speaking of handling,
Yeah.
can we talk about the packaging for a sec? Because that jar shape for the ice cream,
Oh,
genius.
totally. Like that jar is iconic, right? You see that shape, you know it's Nutella. Instant recognition.
It's like branding 101, but like next level. And they're taking their time with the rollout.
Yeah. They started slow, you know, like Italy first, just a little taste, then more of Europe over the summer.
Smart. Get people talking, build a little hype.
Exactly. It's all very, ooh, I gotta get my hands on that. But also, it makes sense for them, right? They want to ensure they can actually like make enough ice cream to keep up.
Don't want to be the ice cream that everyone wants but can't find. Okay, so we got product, packaging, rollout. What about the marketing? Are they like going all out?
Oh, they're doing it right. It's not just about the hype, like they're weaving it into everything they're already doing.
Like what?
So their in-store displays, have you seen the ones, I saw some from Italy, so cool, just big and colorful, and you know, it's like the whole Nutella family is there. But the ice cream, front and center.
So it's familiar but new. I like it. And this isn't their first time branching out, is it? They've done other stuff besides just the spread.
Exactly. Remember those Be Ready things? And then Nutella cookies. Big hits. They know how to do this. It's all about like giving people more of what they love, but in a new way.
And they're putting their money where their mouth is too, right? Like, I heard they dropped like almost 2 million pounds just on the UK launch.
Yeah, something like that. They're not messing around. This is a big deal for them. But it also shows how much they believe in it, right? Like that they're willing to put in the work, you know?
They got to be confident to be throwing around that kind of cash.
Yeah, right. It's a big statement. Makes you wonder though, are other brands watching this? Are we going to see like peanut butter brands suddenly deciding they want to make ice cream too?
Okay, hold up. Peanut butter cup ice cream. That's like next level genius. Someone make that happen. But yeah, I see what you're saying. This could start a whole trend.
Totally. Think about it. Like, what if Oreos came out with their own line of milk? Or like potato chips decided to launch a salsa brand?
The possibilities are kind of endless.
Right. It's wild. But not every brand can pull this off. Nutella's got that name recognition. And like everyone already loves Nutella. It makes sense as ice cream. Plus, they've got the money to make it work. Not every brand has that.
So basically, what you're saying is this whole thing could be huge, or it could be a total flop.
Exactly. And even if it works, it's still a risk for Nutella, right? Like they don't want to lose sight of what made them so popular in the first place. That hazelnut spread, that their jam.
It's a balancing act for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I am hungry now. Thanks for breaking it all down with me. This has been delicious in more ways than one.
Anytime. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a sudden urge to go raid my pantry for some Nutella.